If you've been in Sydney this week, you know there's been chaos on the rail system with long, widespread delays being blamed on lightning strikes and driver shortages. All commuters have been able to do is vent their frustration on social media. So what exactly is the problem and can it be fixed? David Taylor takes a look.
It's rush hour in Sydney, and here at the entrance to the city's Martin Place station, commuters remain frustrated with the train service.
No, I'm not happy. It's always crowded, and it's been a bit of a nightmare actually the last few days. And I think if I had to live further away than where I live in Coogee, it would just be a disaster.
There were significant delays on the network on Monday and Tuesday, and several minor delays later in the week. Travellers were also turned away from a number of platforms because of significant overcrowding. But even the experts concede it's a tough one to manage. David Hencher is the director of the Institute of Transport and Logistics Studies at the University of Sydney Business School.
Not a good look, but there are some genuine reasons as to why it happened. Of things that are very hard to control.
Those reasons include a combination of too many drivers on sick leave, lightning strikes, and an overwhelming number of tourists in the city. But is there a solution? Wayne Smith used to work as a lawyer on government infrastructure tenders. He claims the critical missing piece in Sydney's transport network is what he calls a redundancy system, a kind of backup system, the same way a generator works in a hospital.
I think there should be greater redundancy built into the system because those sort of things can be anticipated and there are ways in which they can be overcome. The fact that it's not there shows a limitation in the planning and efforts that have gone into it.
Sydney University's Dr. Hencher again.
He's right, up to a point, and I think let's hope the inquiry provides us with better evidence as to what extent backups were in place, and if they weren't, why not?
New South Wales Transport Minister Andrew Constance is meeting with Sydney Trains bosses Howard Collins and Rod Staples to discuss the delays in the next couple of weeks. Last month, the New South Wales government overhauled the timetable, adding an extra 1,500 services per week. But David Hencher says the government has neglected a backlog of infrastructure investment for too long, creating the need for hundreds of billions of dollars worth of investment, not the tens of billions of dollars currently allocated.
So London, Shanghai, they've invested far more money and they have a different priority in terms of the future role of public transport that hasn't just started being ratcheted up in the last few years. It's been there for many years.
Back at Sydney's Martin Place train station, commuters say they want the transport system to live up to Sydney's growing reputation as an international city.
Spend money, spend our taxpayer dollars on a proper transport infrastructure system for the whole of Sydney that isn't going to just be a band-aid for the next 6 months or the next year, that's going to really be like, you know, you go to London, you go to New York, anywhere, any big international city in the world, they've got incredible infrastructure.
A frustrated Sydney commuter ending David Taylor's report.